Now, there are urgent appeals from the Taliban for international help after Afghanistan's most destructive earthquake in 20 years. More than 1,100 people died in the quake on Wednesday. 5 were killed Friday morning in aftershocks near the epicenter. Commonwealth leaders are meeting in Rwanda, where a controversial migrant deal between Rwanda and the UK is threatening to overshadow the summit. Both British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the UK's Prince Charles are attending. The UN says it's gathered information showing Israeli forces fired the shot that killed Al Jazeera journalist Shirin Abu Akleh. Its Human Rights Office spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani said the findings showed the bullet did not come from indiscriminate firing by Palestinians. The governor of Ukraine's eastern Luhansk region says his forces will have to leave Severodonetsk. Russian troops have now taken control of most of the strategic city. The governor, Sergei Gadai, says staying there doesn't make any sense. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has previously said the fate of Severodonetsk will determine the fate of the Donbass region. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that 40 to 50 million people could go hungry because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Blinken is in Germany for a G7 meeting on global food security in the aftermath of the Ukraine war. Ahead of the meeting, he met German Vice Chancellor Robert Habeck. The meetings focused on the impact of the war in Ukraine, climate change, and the COVID-19 pandemic. The UK's governing party has lost 2 crucial by-elections, putting more pressure on Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The party's chairman says quit, saying supporters deserve better. The US Senate has passed one of the strongest gun control bills in decades. The legislation had support from both sides of the political aisle. But it comes as the Supreme Court struck down a long-standing gun law in New York.